Talking this morning to Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, all about the Browns getting ready for their regular season. But they had one last preseason game this past Saturday against Seattle, losing out 37-33. But Scott, there's offense, a lot of offense at least, some scoring previous than the previous two games, right?
Yeah, they'd only scored one touchdown in each of the first two. So if anybody was able and willing to stay up till midnight and after, you got to see some touchdowns from the quarterbacks, Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Tyler Huntley.
When we're looking at the preseason, we always try to find out, is there somebody that was sort of unknown or under the radar who's coming up and at least giving their best during that preseason because the starters aren't playing much? Who do you think that is at this point? Who have you seen that has a good chance of maybe making the team or at least being an impact in the NFL somewhere?
Yeah, so I thought two guys that really made a strong case to stick around were Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the quarterback. And he was in a competition, and maybe still is, to be that third quarterback behind Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston. I thought he was vastly improved from his rookie season. I thought his arm strength was better. He made plays in all three of the preseason games. So I expect him to be the third quarterback here, unless the Browns try to trade him because they think they could get something valuable in return, because there's probably teams around the league who view him as their number two quarterback, or as an upgrade as their number two quarterback. So that'll be interesting, but I thought he played really well and showed a lot of improvement. And then Miles Harden, the seventh-round cornerback rookie out of South Dakota. You know, when you start training camp, you think, okay, seventh-rounder is kind of an afterthought guy, not going to stick around. I think he made a really strong case to win a roster spot and could bump a veteran off that 53-man roster when the deadline comes Tuesday afternoon, whether that's Tony Brown II or Justin Hardy Sr. Those guys are corners, but they're also special teams aces. But I just thought Harden played really well throughout camp and has a chance to stick around.
Speaking of the cuts, which come down to 53 coming up soon, you also mentioned, I was reading how you thought the people at the lower end, not only they're fighting to make the team, but they're fighting against all the lower players on other teams where the Browns may acquire those and still, because of a numbers game, they might be out.
Yeah, I mean, we focus so much on the initial 53-man roster, and I get it because that's really all anyone can predict. But there's, I mean, there's some quick math. If there's 90 guys in every roster and then they get cut to 53 and there's 32 teams in the league, you're going to have 1,000-plus guys that are going to be cut before Tuesday at 4 p.m., so if the, you know, then a lot of those guys go on the waiver wire, and then it's up to teams to try to claim those or to put in claims. And then if the guy falls to you, you can get him. So the Browns can churn over the bottom of that roster. And I don't think it used to be, you know, when the Browns are bad, they would claim, you know, 5-6 guys. And that's a big change right before the season. I don't think you'll see that, but you could see a couple of spots, a couple of guys get claimed, and, you know, maybe if you stick around as a running back or you stick around as that third tight end, you know, that job is temporary because the Browns feel like there's a better player out there at that position.
Well, we had Cade York gets traded, you know, kicker, another kicker brought in. What's the status with Dustin Hopkins right now?
He kicked one field goal and a kickoff on Saturday in Seattle. So he wanted those reps. He's coming back off an undisclosed injury, but the Browns have felt like he's going to be ready for week one, and the fact that he kicked Saturday night is a good sign in that direction. They expect him to be good to go for the Cowboys.
Speaking of the Cowboys, that'll be the first chance we get to see Deshaun Watson this year. What's this 2 weeks going to be like leading up to this here?
The goal is to have the key pieces around him for practice these next 2 weeks. And hopefully from the Browns' perspective, that includes a starting left tackle, whether it's Jed Wills Jr. or Jack Conklin, if one of those guys can come off the injured list. But more importantly for practice, because a quarterback's not getting ahead of practice, so left tackle isn't vital for that practice, is you get all your receivers, all your top targets with Deshaun Watson. And that's Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and David Njoku. And those four guys have practiced together as a group a handful of times at the most this training camp because everybody was dealing with some kind of injury at some point. So if you can get those guys, and you if you want to throw Cedric Tillman, the second receiver, in with that group, you can get those five guys practicing with Watson for the next 2 weeks, the Browns feel like they can really go into the regular season with momentum. And none of those guys, well, Tillman and Moore played a little bit in Seattle, but the other guys got the night off. And the belief is that they'll all be ready to practice Tuesday when the Browns return, and then they can start to build some momentum.
Is the offensive line still the part that we're trying to piece together? How's that going to line up on the season opener?
Yeah, I mean, we know who the four guys are going to be. We don't know who left tackle is, and it all comes down to who's healthy. And I mentioned Jed Wills would be your first choice, but he's not practiced. I don't know yet if he'll be on the 53-man roster or he'll start the year on the injured list, which would mean he'd have to miss the first four games. That's another decision the Browns have to make by Tuesday at 4. And that's why when you're trying to predict the roster, like everybody's doing at this time of year, it's so hard for the Browns this season because of all the guys on the injury list. And you just don't know who's going to count against the 53, who's going to be ready to practice this week or next week. So Wills is their first choice. And then it's interesting, maybe it'll be Jack Conklin. He's played right tackle his whole NFL career, but I saw him practicing. It was on the side. He's not practicing, but he was working out, and he was doing left tackle drops. And if Wills isn't ready, maybe they try to get Conklin ready to play left tackle, and he'd have 2 weeks. He's coming off a torn ACL, so that'll be interesting. I will tell you, I know Nick Chubb is going to start the year on the physically unable to perform list. This shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. He was supposed to miss. I mean, the idea was he was going to miss some time early in the year, but you just never know. The team never gave any kind of timeline. He looked good when we'd see him run, but hasn't practiced yet. So starting the year on PUP, he'll miss the first four games at least.
Well, we talk about the offensive line related to Deshaun Watson. What about how that impacts our running game and who's going to be carrying the ball at that point?
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, they're changing – you know, they changed the offensive line coach. I think we've talked about that. So they're changed the system a little bit. They're running a little bit more out of shotgun. So there are differences in the run game. It's still going to be Jerome Ford. Right? Without Nick Chubb, it's still going to be Jerome Ford. It's going to be your number one back. Dante Foreman should be your short yardage back. And Pierre Strong would be the third guy. Now, Foreman and Strong are both dealing with rib injuries. I'm assuming they're going to be okay by week one, but that's something to keep an eye on. But the Browns have, like I've mentioned, they have Dewan Jones, Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick, and Joe Bitonio all coming back as starters on that O-line. It's a left tackle piece they have to solve. But once they put that guy in there, or just figure out whoever it is, whether it's Wills, Conklin, Jermaine Ifedi, James Hudson III, whoever that is, then they just have to find that cohesion. And I don't think that should be impossible. Now you want your best guy out there, and you hope that's Jed Wills. But I think they should be able to figure it out where they can survive and still run the ball if they need to the first couple weeks.
All right, well, now we're done with all those preseason games. By the way, I saw the AFC North. Nobody was winning except for, I think, the Ravens won one. Everybody else was 0-3 this year, so whatever that
is. It doesn't matter, buddy. Yeah. They could all be 3-0, all be 0-3. It does not matter.
Absolutely. I understand very much. Well, we'll talk again next week, Scott. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Scott Petrak joining us this morning on Browns Report, brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law, and by Royal Business Equipment here on WEOL.